Hello, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrologist. Welcome to your premium wealth forecast for June 2020, where we look at the whole astrology code for the month, including the lunations, in this case, two eclipses, the universal month number, which is 10 and 1, and we also look at the detailed star code, the astrology and numerology for every day of the month. So let's begin with June 2020. June is a 10 universal month, and that means we're moving from a 9 in May to a 10 in June. That's a major shift because 9 is the ending of a cycle, the culmination, the integration, and 10-1 is new beginnings, starting fresh. And the number 10 is actually all about manifestation. So the ability to actually move forward and act on your goals is going to be really favored in June. 10 is made up of 1 and 0. 1 being the original idea, the forward momentum, the new sense of creativity. It is very ingenious. It is very direct. It goes for it because it's a new life. And 0 is the divine protection. It is the circle. It is the eternal spiraling that is the natural cycle of life. And so it is connected to the 0 point. It is connected to the eternal. And when 1 and 0 come together, we have what's called the divine code. It is the God number. And so 10 also represents the wheel of fortune. And this is why manifestation is so powerful under this vibration. Now, note that the computer code is made up of ones and zeros. The universe is made up of straight lines and circles. The sacred geometry is made up of straight lines and circles. And so we have the number 10 now at our disposal to help us move forward in a way that is so pronounced in that the turning point that we're experiencing as we move from May into June and start fresh again is filled with imagination, with the activation of your intuition. Because really what's truly going on here is when you rely solely on your intellect, on your thinking processes, on your analyzation, you will not be able to move forward with any sense of confidence and security at this point. You must use your intuitive sense, your heart feelings merged with your discernment. And that is what's called intuition. It is the bird's eye view of the situation that is inspired by the divine. And so the number 10 really reinforces that, and it allows you to make decisions on your own. When you listen to your intuition, you're not beholden to outside influences, to outside expectations. You are basically feeling out, you're looking at the facts, you're letting go, you're allowing your intuition to guide you, and then your discernment is then applied to make decisions. So it's an incredible time in June to bring your life into harmony, to harmonize all the situations in your life that were formerly not resolved or in conflict or divided. So we've entered this incredible period that is a new lease on life, that feels like a fresh start, a rebirth, and where progress and advancement are really favored. So this number, as I said, represents the wheel of fortune, and it does have the wheel within embedded in it because of the 0. The number of divine protection. So what you have done previously will appear now, and what you do now will appear later. So that is why the manifestation part is so integral, because whatever you manifest at this time will plant seeds that will come back to bring harvest to you. So really notice what you're focusing on, because every rotation of this wheel is either bringing a positive outcome or a challenging outcome. And you want to make sure that it brings exactly what you want, what you've put into it. And it will. So you want to begin now in June and take advantage of this incredible energy. And then by the time we get to July, just a little preview, July will be an 11 month, and that is the number of the intuitive awareness, of the psychic awareness. And by then, it's going to be really important that we are totally in sync with listening to our feelings and allowing our heart to guide us in walking through that portal. So the 10-1 month in June is literally the beginning point of that self-reliance. And it is taking us to that place where we are not listening to outside input or expectations from the outside, whether they are within your family or actual paradigms that are obviously all breaking down everywhere as we look now. So they're no longer actually a good way to you know, get any feedback at this point. It's actually going to go against you if you do still rely on those old ways and decision making that's based on the old systems and expectations. And you're really going to start feeling that in June and July, because it'll be extremely difficult to go back to a way that is just basically done. And so that means the self-reliance is huge. And so this cycle, this 10 cycle, will be a very, very opportunistic ones. You'll have many opportunities to create your own fortunate events, to create your own joy, your own luck. And, you know, 10 also represents the wheel of fortune. And so it is an incredible number in a year that is incredible to begin with regarding the changes taking place. So the wheel of fortune means every rotation brings you exactly what you've put into it. So that's why it's so important to put into that wheel what it is you truly, truly want at the deepest levels. And if something doesn't feel congruent and harmonized and synchronistic, then it is not meant to be followed. And that's a day-by-day, moment-to-moment thing right now, right? So just keep that in mind. It truly is like the true awakening of the present moment. All right, so then we're going to move to the two lunations, which are both eclipses. So we're moving into a season now where it is called eclipse season. And we're going to actually have three eclipses, not the usual two. So on top of everything else that's going on, the universe is sending us three straight eclipses. So the first of which happens June 5th. And that one, let's see, takes place at 8:12 p.m. Universal Time, which is 3:12 p.m. Eastern, 12:12 p.m. Pacific. And you'll have to get your time. If you live in Australia, it would be June 6th. So you'll have to look into the time for that. But in any case, it is within the first week of June. And it is in Sagittarius, which is obviously a lovely sign to have anything take place in when you want expansion. So, you know, Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter just stationed retrograde last week when we have the three retrogrades in the row, Saturn and Venus and Jupiter all stationed retrograde within 4 days. So this is, again, integrating joy, integrating the higher wisdom that comes from your connection to that higher wisdom itself, the direct connection to source, will bring you the wisdom to create wealth, success, fortune. And that's what this is about. So this Sagittarius lunar eclipse, which is a full moon, is going to have the moon opposite the sun during Venus retrograde. So that means the truth will be revealed regarding your true values. And it's very important, this Venus retrograde, regarding this eclipse, because Venus is conjunct the sun and opposite the moon. So it plays a big role. So we have to look at our values in a big, big way. What it is we truly want to have in our life and what it is we don't. And that could be literally valuables, but it most likely is more towards the direction of our life and the direction of the relationships that we have, etc. Of course, career. So if you've been keeping certain unresolved matters of that are Venus related, and they have financial flow, intimate relationships, having pleasure and beauty in your life, if you've been keeping those at a distance, then they need to be dealt with. Not only now, because Venus is retrograde now, but especially around this eclipse. Now, eclipses have a longer impact on us. It's usually 3 to 6 months, unless the eclipse falls somewhere, you know, conjuncts one of your natal planets, especially personal planets, or has an opposition square, you know, one an important connection. So you want to check that out. It takes place at 15 degrees, so right in the middle of Sagittarius, and that's where the moon is, and the sun will be 15 degrees Gemini. So you'll want to go into your astrology chart and find those two points, 15 degrees Gemini and Sagittarius, and see what contacts are being made, and just sit with it and look at how it impacts you, what houses are impacted by it, and then you'll just see the direction of where this is taking you. Now, there is a T-square to Mars that is very powerful because it is exact. Mars will be at 15 degrees Pisces, and so there'll be a triple 15 code. And 15, of course, is the spiritual alchemist, as you know. And that is my favorite number because it is all about alchemizing energy, creating magic, creating joy, uplifting others. It is about abundance, love. And the alchemist, of course, is a very, very powerful theme right now as we alchemize energy and move to a multidimensional way of life as opposed to a straight line patriarchal way of life. We're moving into the spiral now, the Mayan calendar idea of the spiral, very divine feminine. And 15 is a very divine feminine number. Because it is about that caring and love and joy and alchemization. And so this will be a big call to action with Mars having this T-square for you stepping into being the alchemist and not stepping into aggression. Now, what will happen most likely is you will be feeling fired up about things, fired up to act. And so what you want to keep in mind with Mars is very important for getting us to move, okay, because it has that fire. And in a square, there's certainly going to be action because a square is about acting. And so you want to notice what is getting you to the point where you're feeling either angry about something or infuriated about something or just really move to act on something because it's causing tension and you need to resolve it, and not judge it in any way. Just discern, okay, what is it? I'm obviously upset or angry about this or this, whatever it is. And then the anger then can be fueled into action. So basically the anger is important to just let you, you know, give you a heads up. Something needs to be looked at. Totally natural. We're humans. We need to operate on this level on Earth. And so, you know, because there is duality, so there's going to be certain things we don't like and certain things we like, etc. We have to respond to those. And the way to respond after the initial outburst is to move away from the emotionalization of it and move into the place of peace. Breathe. So breathing is very, very important. Breathe very deeply until you get to where you're at peace, and then make a decision and move. It's going to be very important to go through that process. So just keep that in mind, because this T-square is asking you to step up and take your inner warrior spirit and move forward. Now, remember, Sagittarius is joy, abundance, expansion. So those are the things you want to focus on in your decision-making process. And if you feel like you're getting aggressive, which is an emotionalization of anger, or impatient, then you need to just bring yourself to a calm place. You know, however you do that, the nurturing side has to be implemented. Remember that 15 reduces to 6, and that is the number of nurturing and, you know, taking care of not only others, being the having an impact in terms of nurturing others as a mother figure, father figure, counselor, whatever it may be, healer. But it's also to direct that energy into your life so that you're taken care of. All right, so then we have the second lunation. And let me just open my chart here. So this one is also very, very exciting because, and I didn't talk about the code. Let's look at the code for the Sagittarius one. It is June 5th, Universal Time. So that is also important because the 5th, of course, is about freedom. So, you know, we are being set free in some way. And if you look at the universal date number for June 5th, 2020, lo and behold, it adds up to 15. So we actually have a quadruple 15 code on that day. So talk about a number that is bringing harmony and balance in the midst of a powerful T-square in opposition to Venus from the moon. We have everything we need, basically, to move through a very dynamic period that will liberate us. That is the number five, right? But we're going to have to make a lot of quick decisions and be very, very flexible with that number. So then we move to June 21st, and that's where we have the solar eclipse in Cancer. That is a new moon. And so that new moon is happening on the solstice. So very, very powerful energy as we change from spring to summer or from autumn to winter, depending on where you live. But it is the exact day. And of course, 21 in this century is even more important because we're in the 21st century. So 21 is the number of truth. So this is carrying a lot of dynamic energy about the truth will set you free and the truth will take you on a new path because we're changing seasons. We are tuning into the lunar cycles now. We're tuning into the divine feminine because those lunar cycles are 13 in a year. And so this is a powerful theme that we're integrating at this time. Now I want you to look at the code, speaking of the number 13, 6/21/2020. If you add up those numbers, 6 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0, it equals 13. So we have a continuation of the 13 theme. And if you've been watching my podcast series, you know that ever since Venus stationed retrograde on May 13th, which was a 13 universal date, and Venus is the divine feminine, 13 is the divine feminine number, we've had a series of events that trigger the number 13. And it continues with this particular new moon eclipse in Cancer. Now, to tie it even more together for you, 13 lunar cycles in a year, and Cancer, where this eclipse takes place, this new moon eclipse, is the sign that the moon rules. So lunar cycles are, of course, the moon. So we have a very powerful opportunity again here to start the second half of the year with a huge attention on tuning into the divine feminine in however that works for you. So now with this eclipse, we have an eclipse at 0 degrees. It's at the first degree of Cancer, so 0 degrees. And most of last year's eclipses took place on the Cancer Capricorn axis. And now we have two final eclipses in these two signs, right? So this is important to note because we had the Capricorn stellium on January 12th, and that was the huge 500-year event. And so Cancer Capricorn have been the moving forces where we're moving away from Capricorn. Not the actual sign, but the shadow side of Capricorn is the control and the domination of the patriarchal system and how those structures are now being dismantled. And we're moving towards Cancer, which is the divine feminine ruled by the moon. So this eclipse is like the final send-off, if you will, before we move into completely into the eclipse cycle that will be Sagittarius and Gemini. So we have the Sagittarius full moon eclipse right before this one, introducing us to those energies of wisdom and freedom and flexibility. And, you know, those are mutable signs, Sagittarius and Gemini. And now we have two more eclipses, one in Cancer, one in Capricorn, that will be in early July, that will just wrap it all up for us, meaning things can come to a head because we're ending this period now. Now, will it all happen during this time? No, because eclipses have a 6-month impact. So we're basically looking at the rest of 2020 will be impacted by the stellium, the Cancer and Capricorn theme. And then, you know, so we have to integrate what these shifts are, right? It takes a while. It doesn't just happen overnight. Earth has to integrate the shifts as well, Mother Earth. And so this theme is echoed in these two eclipses. So what's happening is we have, you know, Cancer governing our home. So home-related matters will come up. Family, internal security, emotional security, emotional stability, while Capricorn focuses on professional goals, financial security, and your standing in the world and the leadership that you're taking. And so those aspects of your life are activated again. Not that they haven't already, but you know, this is, like I said, the final big push to make changes in those areas if necessary. And so these areas will be brought into balance. And with Mercury stationing retrograde just 2 days before this eclipse, so Mercury stations retrograde on the 19th of June. This eclipse takes place on the 21st of June at 7:41 a.m. Universal Time, which means it's 2:41 a.m. Eastern Time, and it's 11:41 p.m. Pacific Time on the 20th of June. So with Mercury station retrograde, literally, you know, you could say a day or two before the eclipse, your conversations will be very intense and really dominated by the topics of Cancer, especially, so home, family, security, and also with Capricorn, which would be career. But your family, your home, those will be really big events, your inner home, how you feel inside, right? And at the same time, let's look at a couple of the aspects here. So Saturn will be at 0 degrees Aquarius, and this new moon is at 0 degrees in Cancer, the sun and moon both there. And so Saturn will be exactly 150 degrees from this new moon, which is an inconjunct or quincunx. That's what it's called, that transit or that connection. So this will really bring into power the ability to be very responsible. And, you know, quincunx is an energy of ingenuity. So thinking in new ways about your responsibilities to family and your responsibilities to what the work that you're here to do. Your Saturn is still in Aquarius at the very, very end. It's about to, you know, I think by within a few days, it is moving back into Capricorn. I believe it's July 1st. So, but Saturn is still in Aquarius, 0 degrees, retrograding. And so that means the freedom aspect, setting yourself free, is very important. Being liberated and seeking a new way, really, in the area that you live at home, how you feel, how you trust your feelings, how you trust the lunation cycles, the divine feminine, everything that Cancer governs, and then also the direction of your work. Okay, so this is a very liberating aspect. Now, the other aspect to the moon, sun and moon, is that we have a square from Mars. Now, Mars will be at 25 degrees in Pisces, so it won't be in Aries. It's not in Aries yet. So the square itself is not quite as strong, because the signs are not really in the signs that square each other, meaning Pisces is not square to Cancer. It's actually trine to Cancer. But because Mars is at the very end of Pisces, it's forming a square. So that means, in other words, that the T-square that was implemented in the lunar eclipse on June 5th will continue, that theme will continue, and it will be able to resolve more easily, because we have a beautiful sextile to Mars from Pluto and Jupiter. So Mars is being harmonized. Mars is being brought into harmony. And so this is a good thing. So whatever you felt in terms of motivation to change things earlier in the month, you're going to be able to accomplish it after this eclipse. And so that's a good thing. So you want to maybe, you know, wait a little bit. Don't move too fast in terms of the actual implementation. And then unless you just need to, and that's okay. It's not like it's going to be a negative thing to move forward between the two eclipses. It's just that the aggression side of it, or the, you know, the frustration side will start to really alleviate by this time, because of that beautiful conjunction with Jupiter and Pluto sextiling Mars. It's exact. Jupiter will be exactly sextile Mars during this eclipse, which is beautiful. They're both at 25 degrees. And the other nice aspect that I love is that Saturn will be trine to Venus. And this will be happening just as Venus is ending its retrograde, which is a few days later. So we have, this is a very good news in terms of how we can integrate and take responsibility for the all those values that we looked at in the financial flow and the ideas of how we're moving forward in this Venus retrograde that's happening now. With this trine happening to Saturn at the end of the Venus retrograde, it's very good news for the forward momentum that can happen in a positive way in terms of love, abundance, your values, beauty and pleasure in your life. Yeah, so that is lovely to see. So those are the universal month number and the two eclipses for June. And now we are going to move to the daily star code readings for every day in June.